you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our show, Guys, We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. You can find that on Luminary. But if you want to see us live...
See us live!
We are going to be in... I'm going to be in Salt Lake City on October 20th at Wise Guys Comedy Club. And then we are both going to be in Denver at Comedy Works South... At the Landmark.
Yes, October 22nd to the 24th. That is going to be at limited capacity, and they're taking all these precautions for COVID. So make sure you buy those tickets now. Go to sorryaboutlastnightcomedy.com.
Or you can go directly to the website for the clubs. Just buy those fucking tickets. Enjoy this clip, and we'll see you there.
Her house is haunted.
Oh, really?
Tell her what I said to your mom this morning.
So
I was Long Island medium this morning.
First of all,
You slept over?
Yes, and I saw something today.
You truly do have power. Like, you need to know that you have power to
I see things all the time.
Are you Pisces?
I'm a Libra.
Okay.
I've known since I was a kid that there's something in the house. I feel a presence all the time. Like, it's been sometimes I feel like it's like teasing me or whatever, and then over the years I've decided who I think it was.
Yeah.
Because my house, I mean, we've had the house for a really long time, and all of my grandparents have siblings and things, so there's a lot of people.
You think about death all the time.
Both of my grandmothers passed away in the house within the last couple of years. My grandfather did, all that. But Kim came downstairs and she was like, don't let me freak you out, but like I saw
her mom.
Yeah, she's like, I saw someone upstairs. There's a ghost in your house. And she was like, yeah, what did he look like? And Kim's like, very skinny, a tall guy, tall white guy. And my dad's my dad's brother passed away when he was 24 of a heroin overdose in the house. And I've always thought that the presence in the house is him, because it just feels like he's trying to play with me.
It was literally when I said it to them, she didn't tell me it was an uncle. I said, he gave me the feeling that when I saw him, he went, boo, gotcha. And that's such an uncle.
Yeah,
energy,
and
it'll
play with the playfulness.
And I was like, it was like a feeling like, gotcha. So, and then disappeared. And I was like, what was
were
I
you
just,
laying in bed when you saw him? Like,
no, I was walking to Alex's room. And since I got to your house, I've been staying at Alex's house for a couple days. And since I got to your house, they're in the hallway. Every time I walk in her hallway, I told you, I was like, it's so cold
even
in
the
hallway.
Day?
The second I got there,
my
all the
dog
time.
Growing up was always afraid of the hallway. He wouldn't walk through it. He would run.
It's
if
freezing.
He did, he'd run
against
the wall,
but they pick it up.
Alex was like, it's not that cold. And I was like, it is so cold right here. And I could feel my feet like numb. They are so cold.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so cold right here. And when I walked in the hallway to the room to the right, I thought I saw someone, and it was like so tall. It was like such a tall person. And like this, like
Slenderman. Like Slenderman. That's creepy. But it wasn't, it didn't freak you out.
Evil. Like literally it freaked me out, like boo. Like that was that
like
feeling.
Silly.
Silly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like that, and then when I and then she has a big mirror, and I walked by that and I saw the same thing. So it went like from this room to this room in seconds behind me, and that was the feeling of being like, gotcha, and then it went away. And then I felt like a very, I haven't done this since I was a kid, but I spent a lot of my time as a child, I don't know if this is everyone, seeing very scary things. I would see very scary faces in trees. I would see like, I would always see like, something would always look like a face, or I'd see something in the dark. And I spent a lot of time like running out of rooms. Have you ever seen Sixth Sense, how that kid acted?
Yeah.
That was like my entire childhood.
Yeah, I was scared shitless when I was a kid.
Why?
I always thought that there was a monster there.
And we can feel them, I think.
Maybe that was it, and I just didn't understand it. Yeah, but yeah.
I had that feeling today at her house, and I literally for the first time in a very long time ran downstairs, and that's when I said that to them, and as soon as I got downstairs it went away.
I run through the house a lot too, and like I don't know what else is that. I know that my uncle is there. I do feel that he's really there, because sometimes when I when I'm like tripping or doing like drugs at the house, I'll take them, and like first of all, like on the come up, I'll literally sometimes even hear somebody say, be careful.
When I like, do, yeah. I've done mushrooms
before. And I'm like,
before.
Thanks, I will. I'm careful. Don't worry. And I like talk back.
Yeah.
I've talked to
ghosts. Because I feel like
that
lets you, like when you're on mushrooms or something, it's like it's a bigger connection. I've done mushrooms before with a friend, and we both felt a woman grab our face, but like really slowly.
But it
didn't feel wrong. It didn't feel evil. It wasn't scary for some reason. I was like, oh, this is, it was
sometimes
just like
it's scary.
Cool.
Sometimes it's not. I've had those experiences where it's like, I definitely, there's something here. It touched me. It's trying to interact with me, and it's just not freaking me out. Like,
yeah.
Do you remember our Central Park, when we tried to trip at Central Park? What happened?
I was telling somebody about that just the other day.
A ghost fucked it up?
No. We were deep into the woods. You know how you can get in some places where it's kind of scary?
Yes. Yep.
So we're about to get into our belief that...
another thing that we believe.
What? No, this was during the day, but this was a really weird.
It was really weird.
The woods in that area, like uptown, like past 100th Street, are freaky during the day.
And they're deep. And you can like... It's really dangerous for women to be in those woods.
Yes, and it feels dangerous to be in those woods midday.
But it doesn't feel like it because you're going into Central Park. You're like, there's so many people, and that's kind of what we did.
Can I just say this story, like it's a big like outline for my belief that like mushrooms are a little bit intelligent, and they kind of
they know
when to hit you a certain way and when not to, and like you could take them as much as you want, but they're not going to give you the full experience every time. Like they
it's true,
they know
it's like
what
you need.
They give you what you need.
And that's also why, I mean, that's why I feel that they're so illegal always, because
they're actually
you,
very powerful.
It gives you
and
too much power and knowledge as a person, and no society would be able to, you know, go along with that many people being free thinking.
Yep, totally.
It would be dangerous to the structure.
I agree.
Do mushrooms, kids.
So we take them and we time it. Me and Alex, we've done mushrooms so many times together. We are pros. We know when to take them, when it's going to hit. We're like, we'll time it.
How
we'll
much?
Walk to the park. All it takes that. 22 minutes to walk to the park. We'll take the mushrooms 10 minutes before our walk. So it will be 30 minutes in. We'll have a 10-minute walk in the park to get a fun spot. Then we'll start tripping, right? We perfectly time it out. We're walking deep in the woods, and we're just kind of talking.
We took like 3 grams each. We took decent doses.
Took a decent amount of mushrooms. So we're walking. We're hitting like 35 minutes. Not feeling anything really. We're deep into the woods. Now we're getting really deep. And this man, I see him from very far away. And I don't even look up at him before I get a sick feeling.
I looked at him and
I feel someone coming, and I instantly got nauseous.
Yeah.
And I looked up at him.
Was he looking at you?
He was looking through us. Like we were, like he was a cannibal, and it was the first time he had ever seen flesh.
Like it was the way that when he was out of like range, we looked at each other and we're like, did you get that? Like that was like, wow, he wants to kill us. We need to get the fuck out of here.
And then I watch from behind me, and he stops and he cuts into the woods
and just kind of stands there. Where he lives and kills people.
Who knows? So me and Alex start walking faster at this point. And the mushrooms still haven't kicked in. But the way that this man made me feel was sickening. I've never felt like that around a person in my life. And I've seen people in the woods.
Like Ted Bundy out there. Yes. Like how you would feel.
So me and Alex were like, let's get out of this part of the woods. So you know how you can go through, go down the stairs and be like where the track is, where all the bikes are. We cut through there and then we go, let's go to the central part of the park where it's like the field.
A clearing, a little meadow.
Not the woods. Let's go into the meadow where we can see everybody.
Meadow's happy.
So we go into the meadow. Now we're 45 minutes in, took so many mushrooms, feel nothing. And I'm like, this is so weird. They're not kicking in. I was like, let's sit down. Let's get comfortable. Maybe we've freaked ourselves out. Yeah. Let's drink some water. So we sit down under this beautiful tree. It's the park. It's beautiful. It's a nice day out. It couldn't be any more gorgeous. Nothing. 10 minutes goes by. Nothing. Then I look up.
Oh no!
And I see that same man. And where we
is
went?
He your trip? Is that
where he went? He didn't.
Was did he exist or were
he was?
He was very he real. Was real.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he didn't come out from where we came from, which is the only way to get this park.
The woods that we had just come from are behind us. Yeah. And this guy comes up from the down woods, the directly meadow in across, front of us.
So far same away, guy. It would have taken an hour and a half Jesus to get Christ. There. It was like he cut through somehow and he was directly like from, he saw us from so far
from
away.
From so far down to when he passed us again, he did not lose eye contact.
This is like Michael Myers. He was looking straight at us and we're watching him and I go, Alex, is that him? He's so far, I can barely see him, but I can tell by the energy coming towards us. I go, is that him? And Alex goes, I think that's him. So far, we can't even make out if it's him or not, but we can feel it. He starts coming closer, literally looking us,
walks to the side, ends up walking sideways, and turns his head.
It's a Halloween episode.
Turns to go, not towards us, looking at you. And keeps looking at us like this until he leaves contact with us.
Fuck?
And at that point, I go, we gotta go. Like, we gotta go. We can't walk through the woods. Let's go home. We're not tripping. At this point, we're 55, an hour in of doing 3 grams of mushrooms.
Jesus.
We walk home 20 minutes, not tripping still, talking about how terrified we were. I unlock my key.
Oh,
we open the door. We both literally go like this, and my eyes went and full blown
the
tripped.
Second we sat on Kim's couch, we were just fucked up.
Both
like
of us.
So fucked up beyond.
And I literally remember the feeling of my eyes like changing focus.
Yeah. Wow.
So it was like maybe the rush of adrenaline was protecting you, like the fight or flight.
It was like not the
but
time.
But also I think something about the mushrooms made you attuned to that man's energy.
The way I could feel him from so far, I could, he right. was a speck coming towards us down the field.
I remember when we passed him, I felt like I didn't even need to ask you. I was like, there's no way she didn't pick up that same thing. Like he was the scariest person I've ever seen
bad.
In my life.
Wow.
It was
just weird. No, I've
there
been
was,
in New York City.
He was a very average looking dude. There was nothing scary about him physically. It was just the way that the look in his eye.
He was looking through you.
So scary.
Hey fuckers, I hope you enjoyed the clip from our interview with Kim Condon and Alex Scarlato. If you want to hear more of this episode, more of Guys We Fucked, more from Trevor Noah, Roxanne DeGay, Lena Dunham, Michael Rapaport, head on over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.